It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right. Interesting article yesterday, I thought, in the Post. And I think Channel 4 covered this as well. Channel 4 covered it for sure. With Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft and his concerns over the risk, the possibility of illegal immigrants voting in our elections. Now, you know, it's illegal. They'll always remind you it's illegal in the country for illegals to vote. Now, every time this was brought up, it was called ballot candy. We don't need this. This is unnecessary. Why would you attach this? It's already illegal. Why do we need something else saying it's illegal? Well, Ashcroft says he has concerns voting because education. He has concerns about it because These elections are foundational, is how he put it. And it is possible because the federal government and also our state legislature requires us to allow the federal registration form, but the federal registration form does not require proof of citizenship. This is what our Secretary of State was talking about yesterday. And there are ballot amendments in 8 states this year, including Missouri. In Missouri, it's Amendment Number 7. You can find more details about it on my voter guide right there at 971talk.com. Right now, let's get to Tanya J. Powers of Fox News Radio. She is covering this story this morning on these ballot initiatives. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know what? I'm so glad I get to talk to somebody who's actually in one of these states. Because I've got questions. Like, has this been a big statewide thing? Have you been hearing a lot about this?
Well, they've attempted to add this kind of language into several issues in the legislature this year, and it always got kicked out because people, the opponents referred to it as ballot candy. They said, you're only putting this on here to make people try to support this particular piece of legislation, and they got a lot of criticism for it. But yeah, it's been talked about a lot, and I think primarily because they've seen situations in other states where, let's say, people in a big blue city might make it legal for people illegals to vote, or non-citizens to vote, I should say, in municipal elections. And what they're trying to do with this one in Missouri, that would prevent that. You would never, under any circumstances, a non-citizen would not be allowed to vote in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, you're right about the municipalities. There are 17 localities in the U.S. that currently allow legal non-citizens to vote in local but not federal elections. And that's an important distinction to that. And you're probably correct about that, about the what this basically already is. It is already legal for non-citizens to vote in these 8 states, just to kind of get that out of the way. This ballot measure would basically tweak these state constitutions to explicitly say that only citizens can vote, even though that's already the case. You mentioned your state obviously is one of those. North Carolina and Wisconsin are Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Oklahoma, South Carolina. That's the list of where these are going to be on the ballot in November. Have you guys, y'all haven't started early voting yet, have you?
We have. Yeah, we started last week.
With an excuse. Okay. Yeah, absentee.
Absentee started last week.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Yeah, I knew that it was getting close for a lot of states. I wasn't sure, you know, who's. It's hard to keep that many in early voting dates and absentee dates in your head. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to know. I wanted to make sure.
Well, you know, our Secretary of State brought this up yesterday, and the local news here in St. Louis covered it. The CBS affiliate, anyway, covered it. And his concern is, you know, when you've got motor voter laws where people. Non-citizens are allowed to sign up for a driver's license. Many times you're automatically registered to vote when you sign up for a driver's license. So if you know that these folks are on election lists somewhere, what's to stop them from going and voting if they wanted to?
Right. I mean, yeah, and that, I understand that argument. I'm sure that your state is probably not the only one that has pointed that out.
Yes.
Is Missouri also a voter ID state?
We did require voter ID, yes, to, okay. Like you had to, last time around, if you wanted to absentee or vote by mail, you had to go get it notarized to prove that you were who you were before you could mail the ballot in. So,
gotcha.
They're much more stringent on that than a lot of other states are.
Yeah, this should be interesting. This is one of those things I'll be watching. I mean, everybody's obviously going to be paying attention to the presidential election, which is the big one. But there are some of these like this one that I will definitely be paying attention to see, you know, how these if it got enough support in the states to, you know, to tweak the Constitution and change it in November or not.
Yeah, well, we'll be watching it here as well. Tanya, thank you for your time.
Sure. Thank you.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Tanya J. Powers, they were covering the story nationwide. But this one, the one in Missouri, it's also important to mention, also bans ranked choice voting. I've covered this quite a bit when they tried to, they briefly had a campaign to get this in the state of Missouri, and it got defeated because it's designed to water down the election pool.
So you're saying it's both of those are together on one amendment?
Yes, it's amendment 7.
Why would they not separate that? Because you might have someone who doesn't want to support a part of that and does with the other. I don't know. Like why couple them together? They do that a lot.
Well, I mean, it's about elections. I mean, it's a single issue.
Yeah, but two different issues related to the election process.
I guess, yeah.
I think they should be separate. Now, I don't want illegals voting, and I also don't want ranked choice voting, but I don't like that they're coupled together.
Well, I'm a yes on that one, in case you're wondering. It's the only one of the amendments or propositions that I'm a yes on this year. You can find all of my reasoning for that at 971talk.com. The Voter's Guide is up and available for you.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.